Tonight we hear in our gospel reading certainly the call to repentance, the call to stand in front of our God and ask forgiveness. And repentance is never denied us, nor forgiveness from God. It's something we always must remember, that God does not judge us without mercy, that God looks at us and recognizes us as his beloved children. But that call to repentance is a necessary part of our Christian discipleship, of our growing as sons and daughters of the one true and living God. Because as John the Baptist cries out, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand," he is echoing the words of the prophets. He is echoing the Psalms of the Jewish tradition. That call to make ourselves right with God and with one another, with our community, with our family, to make ourselves images and likenesses of God's forgiveness, God's repentance in the world. Because we also recognize what he says to us, the scripture says to us, and John the Baptist says to us too, is that righteousness, when we hold ourselves above others and say, "Look how holy I am," we tend to ignore those things about us that need healing, those relationships within our lives that need God's mercy and gentleness, those blessings that we are ignoring because somehow we don't want to participate in them. Because God sees us as we are. There's that phrase that we often say, God never forgets, but he quickly forgets our sins. Because he looks into us and sees the beloved creation. He sees what he has called us to be and desires us to let go of those things that mask and hide what we are to be and live in God's freedom. And I was thinking about this. An example came to my mind. When I was at Thanksgiving dinner at my sister's house, her children were over there. My nieces and nephews were there, and their children were over there. And we had a wonderful time with a 5-year-old, three-and-a-half-year-old, a 2-and-a-half-year-old, and a 1-and-a-half-year-old. Right, it was a great time. I mean, it was wonderful because you could see how God creates us to be. There was excitement. There was laughter. There was joy. There was playfulness. There was the gentleness and the comfort they wanted in hugging and caring for their parents. But then we also saw the tears. "She bit me." "Why did she bite you?" "I was pulling her hair." "Why were you pulling her hair?" "Because she was taking my toys." "Why was she taking your toys?" "Because I didn't want to share them with her," right? I mean, all these things that happen, right, that distort the joy, the blessing, the hope that God desires for us. But then comes the reconciliation, right? Mom says to her son, "Tell your sister you're sorry and ask her forgiveness." Mom asks the daughter, "Tell your brother you're sorry and ask your forgiveness." And then they go off in joy and blessing once more. They go off to play once more. Now, yes, 25 minutes later, they're back at it again, right? But that is the pattern often that we have in our own lives. But God desires us to stay more in the joy and the blessing than in the other part. And it's when we can forgive, when we can choose to let go of, as a childlike, to be able to sit there and say, "I forgive you, accept it, go on and go play in joy and blessing." When we can begin to do that, then we begin to enter into the kingdom of God. Because that is where God wants us to be. He doesn't want us to be apart from him. He doesn't want sin to obscure the kingdom, but rather he wishes us to leave that behind and become who who he created us to be. Because God's willingness to forgive is unending, is bigger than we can ever imagine. But it's our willingness to repent, to let go of sin, and to seek forgiveness, reconciliation, and yes, offer our forgiveness, is that where we need to work at? Is that where we need to enter into a deeper conversation with God? Because we say it every Sunday, and most of us most probably say it several times every day, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Reminding ourselves of Jesus' words, that if we cannot forgive our brother, if we cannot forgive our sister, then we hold ourselves apart from God, no matter how many good works we want to do, no matter how much righteousness we stand in. And so this is the invitation that John the Baptist gave to the people of Jerusalem, to the people of Judea, the country surrounding the Jordan. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is the same message that we have today. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Christ is among us. When we choose to see him in our own lives and in the lives of others, it is an invitation to enter into repentance for the forgiveness of sin, for the healing of hurts, for the growing of holiness, to become a people who offers forgiveness first, who offers mercy, who offer compassion of love and holiness. Because to know that the kingdom of God is at hand, that it is here within your hand, that you will receive the kingdom of God, the person of Jesus Christ, that he will live within you. And as St. John reminds us in his gospel, and we within him. That is the invitation we have tonight. To let go of our sin. To let go of those hurts, those resentments, those things that hold us apart from one another. And to let ourselves live within the joy, the blessing, the peace of God's kingdom.